Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth off!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. How's it going, Eddie?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jeff, and what a show we have this week. The Mouthing Off Nation needs to strap itself in. We're talking Major League Baseball labor dispute, the NBA. And we'll touch on the NFL because there's a lot of stuff going on in the NFL, Jeff.
There is. We're going to also have Fast Eddie's all busted up in Jabronis of the Week.
And you know something? I just can't wait to touch on a lot of the NFL stuff because there's so much going on with gambling. And you know, as they say, the goalposts are straight up and down, and there's no wind blowing.
And the MLB lockout still going on, and it does not seem like they're getting any closer. They're missing games, and it just I can't see them losing an entire season, but I do feel like they're going to lose a decent amount of games this year, which is very disappointing for a league that was coming back up, has to really battle the NFL, which has become really America's sport at this point. So the MLB needs to get their stuff together, and I side with the owners on this one. So I think the Players Association needs to see that things have been really good for them lately. We're breaking records with contracts. It seems like every other year someone signs a bigger contract. People are getting paid, and I can't understand why. There's so many things to talk about when it comes to the MLB. We're gonna get into that later in the show. And as you said, we're going to talk NFL, NBA, and it's going to be a fun show, Eddie.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't wait to get into the greed factor. And the greed factor is hitting MLB in the worst way. And it's going to have a trickle-down effect, as they say, with the fans and the cost of tickets and just even the merchandise. It's going to really hurt Major League Baseball, and it's going to hurt the baseball in general.
I look forward to talking about that after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
We are mouthing off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we got to talk about this. Big story came out today. Calvin Ridley suspended for 2022-2023 season for gambling on the Atlanta Falcons during the last season. And I saw a funny joke today that said Calvin Ridley lost $10 million on a $1,500 bet. It's the worst odds in gambling history.
Yeah, and Atlanta Falcons lost a great receiver as well. And you know, they're in the NFC South. And the problem is the NFC South sucks. And with Ridley and Matt Ryan's the only experienced quarterback in the whole South. And they if he would have had a great year with Atlanta may have won, you know.
They had a good opportunity this season to make some noise because they drafted that young tight end who is he's a double threat. He's a wide receiver in a tight end's body, and he's a stud. And they thought they had it all with that kid and Calvin Ridley going deep. And Calvin Ridley had his issues this year. I think a lot of it was mental, and it's unfortunate to see that a league, which I just got done watching their biggest game of the year, brought to you by DraftKings, that they're continuing to stick on this. These players can't gamble. I mean, gambling's fun, and these are guys that have millions of dollars, and I don't think at this point, you look back, let's look back at the Chicago Black Sox, where I think these sports leagues had to take a serious look at gambling and how it was going to affect this sport, their sports. And the fact of the matter is that the guys that were playing for the Chicago Black Sox when the season was over had to go back to their other job to make money. Now you've got a bunch of guys that are making millions and millions of dollars. They would not risk throwing a game for gambling. A guy would have to come to them and say, "I'll give you $10 million to throw a game." So I wonder if these guys shouldn't be allowed, especially a guy who's not playing in the game, first of all. I mean, he was not playing in the game that he bet on. He bet a $1,500 parlay on the Falcons, so he probably lost the bet. But I feel like gambling is just such a different thing right now. It's like they're treating it like liquor during bootlegging. gambling is a part of every the entire society now. I mean, you don't have to go to Vegas anymore to gamble.
No, you just go to Indian reservation.
Oh, you
and
can.
I'm in Arizona on a production right now, and I guarantee you, I can go right across town right here to the soul of Tucson, and as an Indian reservation, I can go right in there and gamble.
Yeah, I feel like things have changed, and if they're going to suspend a guy for an entire season for making a bet, I just feel like they need to look into it. Luckily, it's Calvin Ridley, who I think was beginning to be sort of an Antonio Brown-esque problem anyway, so the guy probably needs some time off anyway. he probably can afford a year off, and then he can come back in good physical health, which he tweeted that he was suspended, so he'll just be healthier when he comes back in 23.
You're just saying that he needed a break. And when I let's compare him to Pete Rose. Let's compare the owners or the commissioner to the commissioner of baseball who lied through his teeth to Pete Rose. And this goes back, 40 years?
And we're talking about the face of Major League Baseball for a decade.
Yeah, this guy only bet on the Cincinnati Reds to win.
Yeah.
And so, okay. And this is before DraftKings or anybody ever thought about becoming anything. And so Pete Rose bet on his own team. I mean, how can you penalize a guy when you check all his bets and he bets on his team?
To win.
Yeah. And he's not going to throw a game. He's trying to win because he loves Cincinnati Reds and he wanted them to win. And he's a
gambler. I mean, the guy has many vices, one of them being gambling, and it has not served him well in his life. But the fact of the matter is, I feel great about a guy. He was the manager at the time. I feel great about the manager betting on the team to win. I mean, he's got extra incentive. I know. Who doesn't want someone betting on their team to win?
Ask any fan. He would say, well, I would love a manager to bet on his own team.
Yeah.
And it's like, to me, it's they've stolen, you know, really the history of baseball, you know, with Pete Rose being the singles and hitter of all time. Best in Ty Cobb, and they said, you Pete Rose, if you admit to gambling, we'll put you in the Hall of Fame. Okay, well, he admitted, and they still haven't put him in the Hall of Fame. So who's a liar? Who's the worst? Who really is the worst person?
I can't remember the name of the commissioner at that time, but the commissioner before him is the guy that banned Pete Rose, and he passed away, and the commissioner that took over wouldn't make the change.
It was Bart Giamatti.
Bart Giamatti. Yeah. Right.
And he died, remember? He died. And then the new guy came in and shut the door on him. I just don't sign autographs. I don't go out, you know, unless they pay me big money.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful that I'm a real good television producer and I don't have to do that.
And,
well, Pete Rose and a lot of other athletes, that's the way they make a living.
This is going to be a topic to come big time, because I think the gambling is going to start to rear its ugly head more and more and more. And it's going to be a topic that needs to be discussed by the higher ups in all of these leagues, because all of their players are going to start doing it. Hey, what do you think? Can Josh McDaniels build the Raiders into a perennial playoff contender, Eddie?
Well, I tell you what, I think he gained a lot of experience with his head coaching job in Denver. And then being the offensive, coordinator with New England. Now, also, let me say this. A lot of Belichick's guys that coached under him never have been really good head coaches. But I think that Josh Daniels, bringing what he learned from his experience with the Denver Broncos, what not to do. Number one, you bring your own general manager who will get you the players that will fit your system, which he did with the Raiders. When I look at Josh McDaniels, I think that he's going to have a great relationship because of the Tom Brady and what Tom Brady taught him about relationships with a quarterback. And I think he's going to have a great relationship with the Raiders quarterback, Derek Carr. Derek Carr is no joke. If you surround him with good people, and let me tell you something, I know the Cowboys are getting ready to release Cooper. The Raiders ought to jerk him, get him immediately back with the Raiders where Derek Carr can go deep with Amari Cooper. I mean, there's not a better deep guy than Cooper. Cooper's one of the best there is.
I agree, and he's relatively young still. I mean, he's more towards the middle of his career as opposed to the end of his career. I feel like he was at Alabama. I mean, he may be 10 years into his career, but he definitely still has the hops and the speed to get downfield. And wide receiver is where the Raiders need help because they lost Henry Ruggs. That was a number one draft choice. He had a high-speed car crash that killed a young girl. And
yep,
sure nobody did. Nobody's apologizing for him. He's exactly where he needs to be, but that's an unfortunate loss for the Raiders, who, you know, spent a draft pick on the kid, and now another guy, Damon Arnett, a video emerged of him brandishing a gun and making death threats. So they're another number one draft choice. So he's got his work cut out for him. But that team is a team that has enough talent, minus a few pieces, where he can get off to a good run. And I'll say this also about Bill Belichick. A lot of people forget that he left Parcells and went to the Cleveland Browns, and he did not have success.
No, he didn't.
He went back to Parcells and took over a New England team that was already built and ready to take that next step, and got clearly the best quarterback of all time and made that run. So I think the jury's still out on a guy like McDaniels and guys like Vrabel. I mean, Romeo Crennel was another guy that came out of that coaching tree. But there's some young, good coaches that have come out from under Belichick that the jury is still very much out on them. We cannot say that they're not good coaches. They just haven't gotten that to that point where they've got a team that they've been able to build, and that could be the problem. They can't build a team.
And, yeah, they don't give you enough time anymore.
Yeah, and I agree.
You know, it's like you got 1 or 2 years to get in the playoffs or you're gone. You know, what I'm really excited about, too, is the hunt for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, speaking of a guy that might not have a lot of time left, Ron Rivera looking for a quarterback. And I think they may actually make a run toward after Cooper, too, because the defense isn't the problem in Washington. And they already have one good young wide receiver. They let their left tackle get away from him, which was a real mistake. But
big time.
He wanted out and they had to let him go. So their offensive line is going to have some retooling. But if they get a guy like Russell Wilson and bring in another wide receiver, that's going to be a team on the rise, and Ron Rivera is going to have to get them rising if he wants to keep that job in Washington with the Commanders.
Oh, I can't believe
it's
that.
Tough.
And it's like, yeah,
if you can see behind me, I'm a Washington Redskins fan, so Commanders is going to take a while for me to make the switch over to being able to call them the Commanders on a regular basis. But listen, Eddie, we got to take a break here, so we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
All over the world.
We are mouthing off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Major League Baseball lockout. They've canceled the first two series of the season because the size failed to reach a deal. March 31st, opening day canceled along with the first two series of the year. The league will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years, Eddie.
Yeah, and I can't believe it. The Major League Baseball owners made their last offer to try and resolve the work stoppage, Jeff, but the players rejected it. The sides agreed to expand postseason from 10 to 12 teams rather than the 14 MLB had hoped for.
Yeah, it's funny. The Major League Baseball was saying that they wanted the 14 teams, The players wanted 12, and then to get over that sticking point, Max Scherzer suggested that they have a ghost game in that first series where the higher seeded team comes in with one game win, and it's a 5-game series, so you're down 1-0 before the first game is played if you're the lower seed. I was like, why would we even bother?
Right.
That's like beer league co-ed softball where you get the girl on second base already. I don't want to hear anything about any kinds of shenanigans giving a team a win. If it's going to be that, if it comes down to you want to play less games, make it a best of three. I can't stand the thought of giving a win to a team that they didn't earn. It's ridiculous.
You know, something that makes me sick as a former baseball player, the bottom line is this: you got to earn it. And here's what I've always said. I think the first series should be the best of three, right?
Yep, I agree.
Then you go to the best of five, and then you go to seven.
Agreed.
And then boom, into the series. All right, and that's the way it should be, because the best of three, you're either going to show up or go home.
Yes.
There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Yeah. Show up or go home.
Yeah, it gets interesting, too, because if you think about it, if there are teams that have byes, which is another thing that has been suggested, and a team has to play a 4-game series, I guess if you're giving them the free win, that means that for that team to win, the higher seeded team to win, they've got to burn their best two pitchers and then go into a series against a team that was seeded higher than them, better, that they're going to have to face that the team's ace and their second in the rotation with their third and fourth in the rotation, it makes everything crazy. Why I hate the wild card play-in game, although it benefited my team greatly, the Washington Nationals, when they won the World Series.
You know why? The Nationals had four good pitchers.
They also came off the momentum of winning that game late against Milwaukee. Came off of it with a hell of a lot going in their favor. They were ready to play after that game. But I don't like the play a whole season and then just depending on how the ball rolls in one game, depending on how whether or not you get to go further in the playoffs. It's
it's got to be a best of three.
Best of three sounds great to me.
Yeah, and let me tell you why. Because you remember when the Atlanta Braves had those 15-year run and they only won I think one World Series.
Yes.
And Mazzoni built that team for pitching.
Yes.
And he had 4 to 5 great pitchers, and he had a great middle reliever, and the closer was shut. He'd shut the door down.
Yes.
And so it the Nationals built their team kind of like that when they won the World Series. They had a really good starting pitching, had good middle relieving, and good closing. And the Nationals, to me, when they beat the Astros that year, I was at Game 7 in Houston. And I thought, sure, that Astros would win at home. They were due. That was a year that nobody won a home game, remember?
Yeah. I watched it very intently.
And it was just unbelievable. I was at Game 7 thinking, oh, the Astros are going to win this one because they were due. You know, it's like in baseball – You get due, you know, you're due for a game,
yeah.
You know, you're due for a win, and the home team was due for a win, and it just never, ever happened. First time in the history.
Yeah, it was a great series.
Oh, it was one of the best in years, and the Nationals won it, and they won it straight up. They just beat them, just whipped them like a dog, man, and they outplayed them.
Yep. Another sticking point with the Players Association and the MLB is that they want $675,000 to $700,000 for rookies. The Players Association does. Currently, rookies are paid $575,500 annually.
And that's
obviously
not enough.
I guess that's not enough for unproven talent.
You're right. That you don't know if this guy that you're bringing up, he's having a good AAA year, but you don't know if when he gets to the bigs, is he going to be able to hit his shoe size or not?
I would never die on the sword of adding another $100,000 a year to the rookies' contracts. My bigger beef is that we are now in a lockout where players have, I mean, we're talking about $400 million 10-year contracts are on the verge of happening. $40 million a year. $400 million you're paying for a guy who is one player on a 9-player team if you only count the guys that are running out there in the game.
Right.
And it's wreaked havoc. These huge contracts have made teams that can afford to pay them take all of the young talent that are getting into their big contract signing years. You see teams like the Yankees, the Red Sox taking players from the Florida Marlins or the Cleveland Indians, or I'm sorry, another one I got to remember, the Cleveland Guardians. And so you see that these huge contracts have already put a dent in how well these middle or low market teams can perform. I mean, granted, we're talking about a time where we just had a run where the Kansas City Royals were competing and the Houston Astros were competing. But you got to look at how those teams did that. They built it from draft picks and bringing up their own talent and then adding a guy in Houston's. I'll take the Houston example. Adding Justin Verlander to a rotation of guys and
it made them better. I mean, he taught them to be greater.
They still didn't overspend.
Step it up. Yeah, absolutely.
They still didn't overspend. Where the Yankees can say, "Oh, we need a center fielder. Who's the best player out there that's playing on a team that can't afford to pay him $400 million when his contract comes up. I mean, we're looking down the barrel of it again with my team, the Washington Nationals, had to let Bryce Harper go because he wanted $400 million. I mean, he didn't end up winning in that deal. And honestly, the Nationals ended up winning in that deal because I don't think the guy's a winner. I think he's a home run hitter and strikeout man,
right.
and I don't think that's the greatest thing to have on your team. He's a generational talent, but I don't know that he'll ever win a World Series.
Well,
but,
he's not a Trout. He's not a Trout with the Angels.
Well, another guy who hasn't really shown it in the postseason, but he hasn't really had that many chances to show it in the postseason.
But I mean, during the year, he performs.
Yeah.
And it's like when you go back, when you talk about the Yankees, right? Go back to the Yankee heydays. You remember a guy by the name of Mr. October?
Yes, Reggie Jackson. They bought him.
Well, what made him was what he did in the playoffs and postseason. Yes. He was a money ball player. And and money guys show up when the money's on the line.
Well, they're getting ready to have that conversation again because Juan Soto, the guy they replaced Bryce Harper with, who's the next face of that franchise, is going to want a big contract in a year or two when he's up for his. And they have to decide whether or not a team that's in the nation's capital can afford to pay a guy $400 million to have four or five at-bats a game. But hey, Eddie.
All busted up.
Well, I can tell you who's all busted up. Major League Baseball is all busted up with greed. And there's greed all around Major League Baseball, from the top to the bottom. And what is so sad is it's affecting the fans and all the kids that go to the games. They can't go to the games. They couldn't go to spring training. They couldn't see their heroes. And, you know, they are heroes. And you guys are heroes to a lot of people. And show up and be a true hero. It's just like the song says, who are you?
Major League Baseball on the outs. We'll see whether or not we get a Major League Baseball season or not. A lot of stuff going on in sports when there's nothing going on in sports right now except for the NBA and hockey.
Absolutely.
But we'll talk about more after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And we're going to talk some NBA.
NBA, baby. Bring it on.
First, we're going to discuss whether or not Kevin Durant made a mistake by going to the Brooklyn Nets and joining Kyrie Irving. What do you think, Eddie?
Well, I think so. I think that that kind of took a luster off of him because when he was with OKC, they had a special team out there. But, you know, you want to get to New York to make the big money. And, you know, with Madison Avenue, with all kind of commercials and everything that New York – and being in Brooklyn, that's New York City, really. That's just a borough. And so I think it's more greed on his part than he needed for basketball. Because Kevin Durant can carry a team by himself. He doesn't need help.
Yeah, here's the thing. Kevin Durant was a guy who would have been the most beloved man in Oklahoma if he had stayed with Oklahoma City. He didn't.
Absolutely.
He goes to the Golden State Warriors, a team that had already been to two finals in a row. He joins. He can't beat them, so he joins them. So he goes to Golden State and he wins a couple of rings in Golden State at LeBron James' expense, beating the Cleveland Cavaliers 2 years in a row. I mean, that was the worst thing that could have possibly happened to basketball, because regardless of whether or not Kevin Durant ended up playing for the Golden State Warriors, I truly believe that Golden State and Cleveland would have kept going back and forth. And it was so, I was there. I work the NBA finals every year. That right. First year, everybody thought that Golden State was going to lose to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, because we're not talking about a Cleveland Cavaliers team that had a bunch of incredible MVP type players. We're talking about Kyrie Irving, who's a kid that they drafted and brought up, and Kevin Love, who guy who, you know, is good, but he's not a showstopper. That team was LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, and they lost that first series, and it was so incredible to see Golden State breaking out and being the team that they were for that long run, and probably
they had
again.
A stacked deck. I mean, they stacked the deck.
Yeah.
I mean, they already had the team. They just needed Durant in the middle.
They didn't need him. They won without Durant. They had Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Those three guys
Klay was with them. Right.
So much chemistry, and it was so fun to watch. And so they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James, who, by the way, as everybody should know, has a losing record in the NBA Finals. He has lost more finals than he has won. The next year, LeBron James is back, and it's Golden State versus LeBron James again. And Kyrie and LeBron bring home the ring to Cleveland. And first time ever, the city's on fire. Everybody's loving basketball. There's this storyline of Golden State, the new kids on the block, taking on the guy that took his talents to South Beach and came home and got a ring for Cleveland. And the next season, it could have been the rubber match. And instead of being the rubber match, it was we brought in a Hall of Famer to add to our other Hall of Famers. And now it's just the fans in Cleveland were so disappointed. I mean, they were happy they made those finals, but they had no chance of winning those finals with Kevin Durant joining the Golden State Warriors. And it was disappointing to see. And, you know, they played two more times with Kevin Durant against LeBron James, and Golden State won both times. And the basketball gods stepped in. Kevin Durant doesn't get along with Draymond Green. He ends up leaving and signing with Brooklyn. Klay Thompson suffers a season-ending and a season-missing injury. And the Warriors are actually the worst team in basketball for at least one season. And it was interesting to see. But the reality of it is, I believe that Kevin Durant made a great decision going to the Brooklyn Nets. I think that pairing Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving is something that those Brooklyn Nets have wanted so long. I mean, they brought all...
Well, they've needed it.
They brought all those stars in one time before, and it didn't work out. And they've done it again. And this time, I thought they did a really good job of getting two guys that are capable of winning. Kyrie Irving, say what you want about him, he's a little bit of a head case, but when he's playing, he wins. Kevin Durant, coming off a bad injury, wasn't available the first year of that contract, but they brought him in and they had the Kyrie and Kevin show. But then what do? They bring in James Harden, a guy who literally, you look up in the dictionary, cancer in your locker room, there is a picture of James Harden. He does not make teams better. He does everything for himself, and he is not a guy who's going to get you over the hump. But then the Philadelphia 76ers step in and say, hey, we're feeling really healthy right now, and we've got this kid that everybody wants to run out of town because he can't make shots, but he likes to pass the ball to guys that can make shots. So they flip Harden for Ben Simmons, and the Brooklyn Nets won that trade hands down. Once everybody's healthy, I think the Brooklyn Nets are a force to be reckoned with. It's going to be fun to watch the NBA playoffs if you're interested. And, I mean, obviously the 76ers have the best big man in the game right now in Joel Embiid. And James Harden, if he can figure out how to continue to play that pick and roll with Joel Embiid, they are still a seriously good team. And it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, the East is going to be fun to watch this year. And the West obviously is still the juggernaut, but there's some real noise to be made in the East.
Well, I'll tell you who's making some noise. It's LeBron James. He's defying age in a 56-point show. LeBron James is the youngest 37-year-old, Jeff, you've ever seen. He willed the Lakers to a victory on Saturday over the Golden State Warriors, 124-116, with 56 points and 10 rebounds. He became the oldest player with over 55 points and 10 rebounds performance.
That's incredible.
That's pretty strong.
And then it was the LeBron James versus Jason Tatum show in Boston, and LeBron James willed the Lakers over the Celtics, even though Jason Tatum had a hell of a game there too. I mean, the guy is playing below his age. I mean, he's obviously an incredible
player. Well, he's playing
player.
Lights out, man. When you're scoring 56 points and 10 rebounds, I mean, he joined Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Jamal Crawford at 37. You know, they scored only 55 points, and 10 rebounds in a single game. But he scored 56. And, you know, when you look at LeBron James playing at 37 and doing what he's doing, and he passes the ball. He's a passer. He's one of the best passers in history of basketball to me.
Yeah.
And when you look at him, he willed the win, the 124-116 win over the Golden State Warriors.
All right.
Made it happen.
Let me now knock down the LeBron James talk, as I love to do, because I
just have at it, big boy.
And Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant all come up as who's the greatest of all time. They all have an argument, but I will say this. If LeBron James played in Michael Jordan's era, he wouldn't be playing at 37, because the New York Knicks would have broken him, the Detroit Pistons would have broken him, the Indiana Pacers would have broken him. They've changed the rules.
The Orlando Magic would have broken
him.
They
have changed the rules to where a foul is called if anybody goes into the lane and there's any contact, where you look back at those days, you know, Charles Oakley when LeBron James came down to slam dunk the ball would have least twice in his career hit him so hard that he would have been out for a season. And LeBron James has never had to face that kind of inside game. It's been too easy for him. A lot of kids are going to argue with me, and believe me, I have my nephew Austin, who we should have on this show at some point, because the kid knows everything about the NBA. He's incredible, but he's a kid. He never saw Michael Jordan play. He's only seen videos. LeBron James is his generation's guy, but he doesn't understand that the game was played different, and Kobe Bryant in the beginning of his career was under those same circumstances.
Shots. Yeah, when you look at Dennis Rodman and guys like that, I mean, you know, the bad boys out of Detroit, those boys were
Bill
Laimbeer
would break your face if you tried to posterize him.
Let me tell you something. He'd go down that lane one time with Laimbeer and he'd clothesline him.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't even know what hit him.
No, and they would have to be separated because a fight would ensue, and that
Laimbeer would whip him up. He beat him up. It's like, that's a problem. Laimbeer was tough, man. He was just a tough dude.
I can't take away the fact that LeBron James would have been a good player in the 80s and early 90s as well. I just don't think that he would have been what he is now. Because he's able to
stay healthy, man.
Yeah,
there's no defense.
There were also there weren't 144 point games happening back then either.
No, you got guys that knock you on your ass.
Yeah,
and the bottom line is that now all they do is run up and down the court, and no defense, no nothing, no anything. It's no defense.
It's a different game.
Yeah, it's like a schoolyard game now.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be with the NBA where they would whack you. And defense meant something. And, you know, when you had Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, all those guys playing in the league, it was a whole different league, man.
Yeah,
those guys played.
They had to take three-pointers because there was no way, unless it was wide open, they were getting in that lane.
No, you're not going in that lane, no. Yeah, or you get a busted nose,
man. Those guys, I mean, you watch footage. I mean, those guys took beatings. I mean, Jordan definitely got knocked around quite a bit. But they just don't do that anymore. It's a and one style game these days. There's windmill dunks happening in games, and I mean it gets a little ridiculous at times. I watched the All-Star game, which is a game that they know nobody's playing defense, and I'm thinking, man, this doesn't look that much different. We used to laugh about it because they'd go into the All-Star game.
There was no defense,
and you'd laugh about it, but now you watch and you're like, man, this looks pretty regular other than a couple of flashy dunks. It's not that much different than the regular season games.
You know what really made me want to throw up was a Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, why don't you just put some flags on them and just play flag football for the Pro Bowl?
Well, and I argued with you then. I'll argue with you now. Those fans go out there to see all those big names on the field. And
right, I understand.
If they play defense and get hurt, then it's going to be bad for them going into the next season. So nobody wants a ton of hitting and a hard-hitting game like that. But in the NBA, you can play defense without having to smash some guy's face in. So if you want to call me the jabroni of the week for saying that the Pro Bowl was just fine, you can, but we're going to have to call somebody the jabroni of the week, because here we go.
My jabroni of the week is none other than your boy, the queen of drama, Kyler Murray from the Arizona Cardinals. Everything with this guy is T-R-O-U-B-L-E. It's trouble. And he's nothing but a drama king, and he wants a cachalada. You know what a cachalada is? He's wanting a raise, man. And he's 25 years old. And, you know, the going rate, the Bills, Josh Allen, he's getting $43 million. Cowboys, Dak Prescott is $40 million. And I guarantee you, and these two guys are only 25 and 28. And I guarantee you he's going to get $40 million per season. But to me, I don't think he needs any more cash.
He hasn't proven it.
No, he hasn't. And he's nothing but trouble in the locker room. You talk about cancer, the drama queen is nothing but cancer in the Cardinal locker room. And that's one thing they do not need.
All right. All right, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding mouthing off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. Another one down, Eddie.
Another one down is right. Man, Major League Baseball. Next week, we're going to be hitting that Major League Baseball, you know, for the Mouthing Off Nation. Because they're strapped to the seats, you know, wondering if baseball, I mean, no spring training. I mean, it hurts Arizona. It hurts Florida. It hurts the fans. The main thing, it hurts really the fans and the kids. They want to come see their heroes.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have good news next week. But unfortunately, as of right now, the news is not looking good.
No. And you remember the prediction we did that I made about the XFL going to merge with the USFL? That's what they're going to do. And you talk about USFL, the tickets went on sale and today.
Yeah, we'll give you an update on that, too, whether or not they sold any next week.
Yeah, because I want to really see that, because to me, it's really strange that you're not going to build your fan base at the home. You know, if you got the New Orleans Breakers, they need to be playing in New Orleans.
We talked about this in the beginning of COVID, that they made a lot of decisions in the beginning of COVID, and then a year goes by and they go in with all of these same protocols in place. And I think COVID had a lot to do with the USFL's decision to play all of their games in one place. And I agree, it's not going to be great for building a fan base, but it's TV time, Eddie. If they're on TV and the fans from home can watch and they can figure out a way to get them into stadiums in those cities at some point, I think they'll be okay. But going up against the NFL has never worked. I don't know that it ever will.
Well, you know, you got the NFL on their side this time, and that's the difference. And they're going to use them more as a minor league, a triple A kind of guy. I believe that I don't know if it's going to work. I really don't know. It hasn't worked yet. And so why would it start now? But I just think that football is saturated, and it's really saturated. We need baseball. This is time for baseball. Yep. It's not football time. I want to see, the NBA wind up, and I want to see baseball. I love baseball, and it's America's game. Alex Bowman, congratulations from Hendrick Motorsports, winning Las Vegas, Sin City, baby. And this is Fast Eddie saying see you next week.